We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Each year, the Civic Music Association of Milwaukee rewards teachers and administrators from the area for their accomplishments. This year's top honoree as Teacher of the Year is Benjamin Zabor, who is Director of Band and Orchestra at MPS's Rufus King International High School.
Zabor and one of his fellow honorees will both be directing ensembles at MPS's 46th Biennial Music Festival tomorrow and Thursday at the UWM Panther Arena. But ahead of that event, Ben Zabor joins us in the studio and talks about the versatility that his job requires.
I have to wear a lot of different hats at Rufus King. So I teach band, orchestra, percussion class, and IB music during the school day. It's just a string orchestra that we have during the day, and we do full orchestra as an after-school rehearsal. We also have a jazz band that meets after school and two drum lines.
Wow, that is a lot of hats.
It is.
How long have you been at Rufus King?
This is my fourth year at King and my 16th teaching for Milwaukee Public Schools.
So what is it like to teach music in the schools? I mean, we hear so much about what's bad at Milwaukee Public Schools, but there seems to be a lot of good, too. And the fact that you've been recognized for having these programs and running these programs seems to be one of those good things.
Yeah, King is really it's a wonderful school, and it's a wonderful place to be. And I think part of this recognition is not so much for me as it is the students that I get to work with on a daily basis, because I just have some great groups of students who are really hardworking and accomplished and dedicated to what they're doing. And it's a privilege to get to work with them every day.
Why do you think music appeals to them?
Well, I think music fulfills something in almost everyone. Everyone is surrounded by music all the time. You know, one of our struggles at school is how do we get the kids to take their headphones off? You know, everyone is listening to music constantly, and it's a part of our daily lives. And I think people just appreciate getting to be part of the process of making music, that there's a sense of community that's a part of that. It's just a different way to get to express yourself.
Do you find that kids are surprised with the rigor that they have to apply to music to really understand it and to do it well?
Yeah, it is something that's really difficult to do well. A couple months back, my drumline had the privilege of doing three educational concerts with the Milwaukee Symphony. And even some of my own students who I think should have known better and perhaps did know better somehow were surprised that the symphony musicians, that's their job, that they're paid to practice and they're paid to perform, and that's a career path that's open to them. And I think they were also surprised by the number of hours that have to go in to being a really excellent musician. I know I've heard it quoted any number of times that to be a professional musician, it's something around 40,000 hours of practice. And I think one of the things that kids can get the most out of is how it teaches them to learn through failure. That failure is not this awful thing that we think of all the time, that it's okay to do, that you can keep coming back to something and doing it again and again and again and again until you do get it right. And then you have to keep trying to make it better after that, that the goal is to get as close to perfection as you possibly can.
That's an interesting way to think about it, that music allows you to fail, because actually it kind of requires you to when you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us make mistakes. You squeak, you squawk. Depending on what you play, you hit a wrong note, you're out of tune. Something goes wrong.
Right. And so it's really different than what they do the rest of the time during the school day, where they sit down and they take a test and that's how well they do. If they do something wrong in one of my classes, it's something that we say, okay, here's what you can do to make this better the next time you can do it. And let's try it again right now. And let's push to make it as good as we can do.
In the 16 years you've worked in the schools and have taught music, what changes have you seen in the way both the kids approach music, but also how the society at large is looking at the schools and saying this is either important or not important to include in the curriculum?
Well, I think society has always thought that music was important to be included in the curriculum. You can find survey and study after survey and study that says that it's one of the things that parents value really highly about a school, and one of the things that parents think is important to see. You know, whether or not individual school districts place as much value on it, especially, you know, when money starts to get tight, which it has in this state, that's a different question. And it's one of those things, since that it's hard to judge the benefits of it because they're so intangible. And without that sort of concrete standard that people can look at and say, well, this is the benefit that this student got for being in band for 4 years. It's really hard for the people in charge to place a concrete value on it and see its importance, perhaps, especially if they didn't have the experiences themselves.
Yeah, and it seems that we're in that interesting place of where you say, you know, parents say it's important, you know, this is important, but it doesn't always translate into, it's one of the first things that usually gets cut is art and music.
Right. It's a little bit strange since the way our society and our economy is moving, the skills and the attitudes and the habits that we teach, especially in the arts, are the ones that are valued in most other fields, including things like engineering. You know, people need to have the problem solving and the creativity that are done through the arts.
And that maybe not being afraid to fail.
Yeah, absolutely not being afraid to fail. I mean, if you're going to be an engineer, you're going to need to figure out how to go through all sorts of iterations of things to be able to get to whatever it is you're working on.
So what does Rufus King have coming up in terms of performances, or have you already passed all of those?
Well, this is a huge week for Milwaukee Public Schools because our biennial music festival actually takes place on Wednesday and Thursday. And the biennial music festival is an event that brings together students from throughout the district, virtually all the schools in the district. And we have choirs, bands, orchestras, jazz groups that are made up of students from all over. And we put on a two-night performance down at the UWM Panther Arena. It's an event that MPS has been doing since 1924.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And it's open. People can come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like Allstate, but like just all Milwaukee.
Yep. Yep. It's an all Milwaukee Public Schools event.
And then once that's over, do you have like school performances and end of year kind of things?
Yeah, this is a week where everything's coming together at the same time, actually. So we actually have on Saturday state solo ensemble. So all the students who got the highest possible score on their solos and small groups will be performing at Cardinal Stritch on Saturday. And then somehow part of my string orchestra has ended up playing for a King teacher's wedding on Saturday afternoon.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Is that the first time they've done something like that?
It's absolutely the first time we've done a wedding.
Well, you know, I don't know what's next, but, you know, that maybe a ship launch or something. You
right,
know?
Right. We've done all sorts of crazy events over the years, so that might be next for us.
Well, Ben, I just want to thank you for taking time out of the day. I know you had to get special permission to come in and chat with us, but congratulations on the award. It sounds like it was well-deserved, and best of luck to you and the kids.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ben Zaber was named the 2016 Music Educator of the Year by the Civic Music Association of Milwaukee. Zaber is director of band and orchestra at MPS's Rufus King International High School. He, along with fellow awardee Jessica Marks, will direct groups at MPS's 46th Biennial Music Festival tomorrow and Thursday at the UWM Panther Arena.
The Civic Music Association will honor all of its award recipients at an event next Sunday, May 15th, at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield. There's a link to more information at WUWM.com.